This is me, dressed as a fluffy chicken in the boiling hot sun.
Oh God, it's boiling.
Whilst being harassed by children.
Only God can judge me.
And this is just one of four ridiculous situations I put myself through to try and beat my mate Max.
Hello.
In a sneaking competition. But why? You see, we both have a history of sneaking into places. Me in the ring with world-class fighters, walking red carpets with Leonardo DiCaprio. And Max, inside corporate events.
Ooh, what a bad boy.
As far as I'm concerned, Max doesn't have the cojones to compete with me. So we thought it was time we went head to head. And just like any competition between gentlemen, we need some ground rules.
In 48 hours, we have to meet inside AnimeCon. Before that, we have to complete four of the most ridiculous sneakings we can manage. First one inside AnimeCon wins. See you in LA.
Bye.
Like every top-tier sporting rivalry, this video has been sponsored by the lovely folks at Genshin Impact, which is available to download in my description. Genshin Impact is an open-world RPG game that lets you explore the world of Teyvat. Teyvat has seven regions, each with its own element, and each place Max and I sneak into will correlate to a different region and element in the game. And little did Max know, I planned to complete my first sneak in before I even got to LA, and I would be unlocking the Anemo element, also known as Air, because I'd be sneaking into a first-class airport lounge dressed as a pilot. What could possibly go wrong?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thank you. I can just grab your
holding card. Sure thing, yeah. Thanks so much.
A couple of seconds into this mission and the receptionist was a bit confused why I handed her a boarding pass which didn't say pilot on it.
So you're not operating this one, are you?
Quick, Zach, say something a pilot would say.
Oh, hell no.
So they said you've got to wear it all the way
down.
You'll be gone
by the costume. That's why I'm hiding away in here.
Great. Looked like I was home and clear. All I had to do was seal the deal and put my hat on without raising suspicion. Oh, God. Despite that fumble, I was now in the land of Chesterfield tan leather sofas, focaccia with olives, and seasonal quinoa. The perfect start to the challenge. I'm not sure where Max was, but I'm sure he was acting like a big baby somewhere.
How do I look?
Well, that's an image now burned into my brain. Either way, I was on my way to the land of the free, and it was time for level 2. For sneaking number 2, I'd be taking on an establishment with 40-foot high metal fences and police on golf buggies. This would correspond with the animal's rocky habitat with the geo element.
Now I've made a name for myself on YouTube for sneaking in some very blending in type of methods, acting like I belong. For this one, nothing's changed. Absolutely nothing has changed. I'm doing exactly the same, blending in like I'm meant to be there.
I'm a duck. A roast duck, because I'm really hot. Right, let's go. Hello, kids. Here goes nothing.
So there I was, just a sweaty British man turning up to his shift as a zoo mascot.
Hello.
No need to stop this guy. I approached the membership gate and timed it perfectly with the staff member being distracted like a true expert. Not that I knew, anyway. This was my view.
I can't believe it, I've made it. I'm going to die of heat exhaustion, but I'm in.
Blind or not, I was in. But this led to my first issue. My limited view of the world meant I was literally a sitting duck. Would staff realise I was a fake employee?
Oh God, how do I act normal in this?
No. It turns out pretending to be an employee of the zoo meant I was sort of expected to work for the zoo.
Yeah, what's up? Only God can judge me. Hello, more children waving. Hello, quack, quack. Quack, quack. Yes, sir. Keep rocking in the free world. I don't think they all like me.
Hello.
Get me out of here.
Ow. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack.
Oh, I think we call that mission 2 success. On to level 3.
But for level 3, things were about to get tough.
Level 3, hydro. I'm going to party on one of these yachts. For how? I've got my own little boat. I'm going to paddle up to them, use the British charm and accent, and see if that's enough to flag my way on.
Seen a bit of scope? Oh.
Good luck.
Hey, have you got room for a small one? Hello?
No response. Brilliant. Great start. I don't know how to use it. Oh God, no, this is so floppy. It feels slightly dangerous to be in the middle of the water like this.
Danger or not, I was a soggy Brit on a mission to party with Americans, and all I needed was the perfect approach.
I'm lost. Help! I've got a hole in my boat.
Oh God, they're just looking at me like a scumbag. Have you got room for a small one? The Brits are coming.
Hello.
I've just become a joke.
Okay, the British charm wasn't working as expected, and with every rejection, my desperation grew.
Hey guys, help me! This is too tiring. Oh, everyone's just laughing at me.
So after an embarrassing start to the mission, it was time for a change of plan.
Oh my God, there's a huge one. It's coming this way! Oh God, I'm scared. Oh my God, that's exactly what I'm after. This has got to be it. Oh God, I'm right in the way. What if I get hit by it? Hello? Good. I'm a British pirate. I'm here to take over your ship.
Plan number two, lie.
No, seriously, I think I might have a hole in it.
Really?
Captain, can we stop?
Yes.
Are pirates allowed on board? Oh my God.
So it turns out manipulation works, and it was time to meet my new friends.
Am I good?
Why not?
It's 4th of July, right?
Yeah, 4th of July.
What's your name?
Zaya.
Zan. Pleasure.
Got it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, let's not lose that. It's expensive. Sorry to crash the party, guys. I was just bobbing around.
What the f***? What am I supposed to do now?
Hello, Captain.
Hey, lots of water.
All right.
Oh. Got some water.
Oh, jeez. Okay, yeah, some water. Yeah.
Cheers, guys. Cheers.
So whilst I sailed the seven seas, Max was trying to get back into being a naturist.
I'm currently in camouflage.
The captain said, it's time to jump. And I said, how high, Captain? 3, 2, 1.
So after a rather splendid evening, you may think I looked distracted, but you'd be wrong. There was only one thing on my mind. Beating Foch to the Genshin Impact booth tomorrow, who would be victorious? And because of the power of editing, you can find out, not yet. Okay now.
So this is it, the final level.
And the winner is the first person to reach the Genshin Impact booth.
Now this is going to be home to over 100,000 anime fans over the course of the weekend. And I'm a little bit nervous.
The reason I was so nervous is because
this is America,
not the UK. And security were a little different.
We've got a security watchtower. Never seen one of those in the UK.
As things were hotting up, my chosen method of sneaking would be utilising the pyro element in the game.
Now the reason I'm not in my costume right now is because I'm pretty sure it's illegal. If I lose to Foch at my own game, I can never live this down.
So before the convention centre even opened its doors, it was time to start scoping the perimeter.
Obviously there's so many people, security are going to be stacked at all the main entrance points. I need to find like a backstage door.
So I tried every door I could find.
No! You'd be surprised at how many of those little doors are left open. Time pressure is on. We already know that Foch is in the area.
So I wanted to see if security could help me find an entrance to sneak into.
What size is the staff entrance?
What are you doing?
I'm a part of the exhibitor, but I need to meet for the... No, I need to meet for my badge at the staff.
You need to call them and then ask them where they're going to meet you at. It's probably on the parking structure on that side.
Got you. Nice one. I'll go to that side.
Thank you, sir. I now want a backstage area to aim for.
This feels good. This area here. The crowds are thinning out. I feel like that's the right sort of area we need to be in.
And it wasn't long before I found my first opening.
This is exactly it. Right, that was it. Yeah, that's inside.
The thing is that too tight?
That's definitely one way. However, that's like an outdoor eating area. I don't know whether you're going to need a pass to then get into the building.
So I continued searching.
The hunt for the entrance continues.
Little did I know that waiting just around the corner was an open invitation.
Now we're talking. Thank you. That's promising up there. There isn't even any security. And it says no walking, but do we go for that? Okay, there's a limo. If there's a limo coming out of here, this means backstage, VIP, everything that I'm not, to be honest, but it's probably going to be a lot of security. Right, stay here for a sec.
The main doors had now opened, and I didn't know if this had given Max an opportunity to get in, so I had to act fast.
That's security.
Oh, now we're talking.
Dude's coming this way.
Should probably just sit down when they go there.
Act like you belong. That's an open backstage door.
The loading bay door was very inviting, but I still had no idea if that would actually take me inside the convention centre. But without knowing where Max was, there was no time to waste. Because for my genius plan, I was dressed as something even security couldn't stop.
Hello. I found out that it's a class 3 misdemeanour to impersonate a fire chief officer. I don't want to go to jail tonight, so I've got a genius plan. Bit of duct tape, a little name badge that says, not a real firefighter.
It's my get out of jail free card.
And then this, whatever this is, that I found on the floor. Ooh, what's this? Mate, that looks legit. Whatever this is. Anime Expo. That's our way in. Level 4, pyro, the big one, switching to GoPro.
Needy.
Ah, I don't give. No, I feel great. Yes, I feel great.
All right, all right. Okay. And this is gonna be it, surely. Okay, here's the door. Happy.
I'll be with you.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Because I like homes and apartments.
That was so easy.
I was now inside the home of the Uwu Uwu, but the game wasn't won yet, as I still had no idea how close Max was. But this is where my conscience started playing on my mind, for leaving cameraman Scott behind again. Do I rush to the booth and secure the win? Or do I want to capture the entire thing in 4K?
Zach is calling, mate. What's up? Did you make it in?
I'm in. Easy. Go the same way I do and I'll meet you in the garage.
All right, I'm coming. I'll see you in a sec.
If I can get Scott in as well.
Oh my god.
What? It's easy. Front door straight there. Literally straight in behind.
How do you get through the door?
What's happened?
What?
We're now part of the gang. Outside, I felt a bit of a fraud, I'm not gonna lie. In here, these are my people. We need to meet at Genshin now.
I wonder where Max is.
Little did I know, Max had already gotten through security and was making his way towards the booth.
There's a door right there.
This is insane.
But the problem was, neither of us actually knew where it was.
Excuse me, do you know where Genshin Impact is?
No.
Nice Alps.
Excuse me, sir?
Yeah, where is it?
This place was massive. Hundreds of stalls, thousands of people. Max had to be in here somewhere. I just needed a mystical witch to point me on the right path.
Excuse me, do you know where Genshin is?
Oh,
sweet, amazing. Thank you. Oh, I can't see him. This is it. Oh god, there's police outside it.
Wait, his man's got arrested.
Wait, have we won? Can you see Max?
I was expecting Max to jump out from anywhere.
Can you see him? This is proof. We're here. No, I can't see him. I think we've done it.
After a thorough look, it turned out Max was in a whole world of trouble.
Hello, mate. Can be in here. I'm part of the exhibition, though.
Come out of there. Show us your badge and you'll be allowed inside.
Okay, understood.
Oblivious to that, I decided to enjoy myself.
That's Max Fosh right now.
I think my race is run.
Or should we kill this thing?
And that's when I received a phone call from the man himself.
Max is calling.
No, why are you dressed as a fireman?
Don't ask. Where are you?
Quite hard to explain. I'm in the convention, but I wasn't allowed inside. I'll drop you my location. Just come and find me and I'll explain why I'm not there.
Okay, I need answers, Max. I need answers. He's stuck somewhere. Wait, this is hilarious.
Now, unfortunately, Max hadn't been arrested and was enjoying his freedom somewhere outside.
He dropped us his location. And he's actually really close. Max?
He's out here.
His location was beeping just outside the entrance. I couldn't see him. Had he got his hands on an invisibility cloak? Had he shrunk himself to the size of a pea? No. Turns out, quite the opposite.
No way. I was checking in bins for you. What the
I didn't fit. And so then obviously when I couldn't fit, it was like, what the hell are you doing?
You didn't take this on the plane.
No.
It's actually genius, to be fair. Can I get in?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
This man suffered for his work today, so I thought I'd celebrate my victory from inside the very cause of his loss.
This is really impressive.
This, yeah.
And also, so I'm gonna, oh my god.
Hello. You've got like a little like thing on your knee, and then just kind of push it forward. Go.
I can't. Oh my god. I can't move it. It's so heavy.
Yeah. Either push this for like a kilometre.
Ah! This is honestly horrific. I don't understand how you've done this. Scott, I'm going to wave at you. Am I waving?
I'm glad with my choice.
There you go, mate. You can have my balloon.
It seemed like Max just couldn't stop losing things. But after a very, very busy 48 hours sneaking around, it was time to go back to being friends.